Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, it's the Rad Reality Show Sunday night. We're going to kick it off with some music, like we always do. But tonight I want to do a little different. I'm going to play this one. Let's go for it.
Are you kidding me? Why would I ever leave you guys?
Round one. I hate when I do that. It's this one.
Hanukkah is the festival of light. Instead of one day of presents, we get 8 crazy nights. But when you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a new list of people who are Jewish. Just like you and me. Winona Ryder drinks Manischewitz wine, then spins a dreidel with Ralph Lauren and Calvin Klein. Guess who gives and receives loads of Hanukkah toys? The girls from Baruch Assault and all 3 Beastie Boys. Lenny Kravitz is half Jewish. Courtney Love is half too. Put them together. What a funky badass Jew. We got Harvey Keitel and flash dancer Jennifer Beale. Yasmin Bleeth from Baywatch is Jewish. And yes, her boobs are real. Put on that yarmulke. It's Time Oscar winner Dustin Hoffmanica celebrates Hanukkah. O.J. Simpson, still not a Jew. But guess who is the guy who does the voice for Scooby-Doo? Bob Dylan was born a Jew, then he wasn't, but now he's back. Mary Tyler Moore's husband is Jewish, cause we're pretty good in the sack. Guess who got bar mitzvahed on the PGA Tour? No, I'm not talking about Tiger Woods, I'm talking about Mr. Happy Gilmore.
Okay, I wanted to give a little Hanukkah music for the Hanukkah people, for the Jews that listen to the show. So if you are a Jew, happy Hanukkah. And Louis, I always play Christmas music and Christian music. So I thought I'd better play something for the Jews too.
And I love Adam Sandler, great comedian, and that is a great song. I don't care what religion you are. It's a great song. It's just a great song.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I thought so too. So I thought it was a good way to open up the show and everything. Okay, so you kicked some ass yesterday, right?
I kicked some ass. It was one hell of a fight. I fought Joe Finesse from Playboy TV's the reality show called Foursome, they go into a house with him and another guy and 2 other girls and try to have relationships. And he was telling me they have some relationships within this 24-hour period. It was pretty interesting. But he was cool as shit. He's a really cool guy. He was a brother Italian. He gave me one hell of a fight. I'm glad it was him and not, you know, Joey Jams, the DJ. I mean, this kid gave me a fight, and I loved it. I just loved it. I mean, he caught me a couple of times, but I just kept pushing forward, and you know, and that's I'm like a mini Mike Tyson. You know, kept fighting, moving forward. I may have caught a couple of jabs to the head, but you know, it takes a little more than a punch to my head to knock me down.
Yeah. What I was going to say is, Michelle Noonan was on that show one time, the foursome from Big Brother.
Oh, okay.
She was at, I believe she was at the poker tournament, and she was at Vegas Bash.
Yeah.
You probably went with her. She was on that show and everything. So, yeah, definitely is, and I read that he said for a 46-year-old man, you did pretty good.
Yeah, well, I'm actually 48, Ron.
Did he?
Well, you know, if you watch my interviews that I've done, and you know that they've the news interviews and stuff like that, I consider myself like a fine wine, Ron. I get better with age.
Yeah, I just, you know, and I'm glad you won. Okay, so tell us what else happened on the card.
Well, there was a lot of different types of fights. There was wrestling type fights. You know, the Sandman was there. If you're familiar with the ECW, the Sandman was there with his kendo stick and his beer can. And I'll talk about that in a minute. And then Van Hurt, your friends Van Hurt and Robert. They fought each other, and I'll tell you, man, Van Hurt is a tough dude, man. You think I'm big, he's bigger than me, and he's a young kid. You know, his mom was the Fabulous Moolah, who passed away, God rest her soul. That fight,
did he kick Robert's ass?
Oh, man, in the second round, he broke his nose. Van Hurt broke Robert's nose. It was,
oh my gosh.
Oh yeah. He looked like what's the walrus? he had two big pieces of tissue hanging out of his nose to stop the bleeding, you know, at the end of the fight. It was quite the fight, you know. But Van Hurt's a tough kid, you know, and
Balls. I mean, I give Robert just kudos just to step in the ring.
Oh, hell yeah. What a nice guy he is, though. If you watch Hell's Kitchen, I met Boris from this season. And I have his phone number, and me and him struck a quick friendship right away. So maybe I'll try to get him on in the future, you know, to come
on. Definitely.
I know you're a fan of that show. What a nice guy he is.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was pretty good. I was shocked that he got kicked off when he did. I thought he was going to go a little farther. He was pretty good. Okay, how did Carrie and so Angelina didn't show up? Is that how I read it?
Right. Yes, Angelina did not show up. Well, from what we're hearing, okay, and I don't know how true this is, so we got to get a hold of TMZ. We got to get a hold of somebody. And have them look into this. But supposedly, before the fight, she got arrested. And I mean, I saw Carrie all night long. You know, I talked with her. I'm trying to get her phone number, too, really hot, so I can get her on, bro, for you. But
I got connections, too, with that one.
But she was around. She was ready to fight. She looked great. But Angelina supposedly showed up and got in a beef with somebody, and the police ended up locking her ass up. So, you know, whether that was a stunt and she never really did show, I don't think so, though. I mean, I tried to confirm that she did get locked up. I didn't talk to any of the police officers, but I did talk to a couple of people that I know that, you know, gave me decent information, and they said, this is what happened. I'm like, oh, shit, you know, so... It was sad. A lot of people were, you know, disappointed because that was the fight of the night, you know, to see those two go at it. So,
Oh yeah, most definitely, and definitely it was going to be one of the matches that I thought for sure was going to be a hot one. Wasn't there another fight on the card?
Yeah, it was. Billy Berrio was fighting from ECW. He ended up fighting. He was supposed to fight the Sandman. Well, what happened was wrestle the Sandman. What happened was he comes out and he does his whole stunt, you know, yelling at the audience and, you know, saying, you know, talking shit, you know. And before the Sandman walked out, well, the announcer in the ring is Mike the Situation from Jersey Shore's trainer. Kid's pretty jacked, but he pretty big dude. Well, he said something, Billy Real said something about him. And he took offense and went at him. They actually clocked him in the caught him in the mouth with a punch. They went down. Everybody jumped in, broke it up. At first, you're wondering if it was a stunt, but it wasn't because it ended out of that. And the Sandman eventually came out and fought this other kid who's really this kid who fights celebrities. He's just a tall. He's like 6'6", but he fights celebrities. And he came out and fought the Sandman, who just hit him with the kendo stick in the head. He went down in 1-2-3 count. It was silly, you know. But
right.
And then, you know, the whole Kerry and Angelina thing was sad. But all in all, it was a great night. Damon Feldman, the creator of this Big Bang Wrestling, I think he did a really great job. You know, it was fun. I'll tell you what, myself and Joe Finesse, who I fought, I want to say everybody was coming up to us, everybody, me and him, saying, you guys were the best fight of the night. You guys were the only ones that we really liked and you know, that was real. And you guys weren't in there just putting on a show. You guys were really fighting each other. I met a few other guys. There was this kid, Paul, from the Mole. He was
Paul Cross,
what a nice guy he is. Good
he
guy.
Really is.
He fought
He's
this other kid from the Real World. I forget his name. He ended up losing, but that was a good fight as well. So, I mean, it was a great
fight.
That's
awesome.
Yeah.
It sounds like they should have done this on like a pay-per-view or a feed or something, because I think they could have probably made some money off of, like, you know, some kind of feed watching. I wish more of those kind of things would do that. Definitely think it was, I mean, I would have paid, you know, like $10, $5 to watch it. You know what I mean? And it sounds like you were the match of the night. That and the Van and Robert one sounds like, but it sounds like yours was even more competitive than theirs. So
it really was.
Sounds
it
like,
really was. I mean, and I believe they are going to be putting it up on a feed, but it's obviously not live. So eventually it's going to go up. So.
Oh, that'd be awesome. And I would love to watch it when you find out about it and tell us all.
Absolutely. I would definitely tell it on your show, and I would definitely post it on my Facebook, Louis Stravato, and on my Twitter, Louis Stravato. So.
Well, hey, I wanted to know this real quick, and this is something we're going to switch subjects real quick.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to know if, you know, have you lately Skyped with anybody and showed your wee wee to them? Have you heard about it?
Have I showed what?
Okay. Let me tell you what happened. Have you heard about Brandon and Rachel?
I did not.
Brandon from Big Brother.
No, what happened?
Well, he admitted yesterday on Twitter that he's been Skyping with a girl and been doing some cyber sex.
Okay.
And he showed his wee wee to her. So I was wondering if you heard about it first of all yet.
No,
I didn't
hear about that. And they'd have to put a wide angle lens on mine because, you know, my stuff, you know. Cause...
But you know the thing is, he apologizes. They say three girls. He apologized, and there's a YouTube out there of him crying, saying sorry. But, you know, the reason I bring it up to you, and I don't want to touch it too much, And if I didn't touch it, I know people would have said, you know, Ron's, you know, blowing it over. But you met him. You were with him just, you know, the... Does that shock you a little bit after meeting, you know, them? You know, you met him at poker probably.
Yeah.
You met him at Vegas Bash. Does that shock you that he would do something like that to Rachel?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I am shocked. Rachel's a great kid, and yeah, I am. It's immature, it's childish. You know, hey, well, look, what the hell? Freaking Brett Favre did something, not Skype, but he did something similar. You know, I mean,
right.
We're freaking, and he's, what? How old is Brett Favre? 40, what, 45? Or whatever, I don't know, you know? So
he's old, and I'm hoping he's out of football after today. No, he got popped in the head a little bit.
Yeah.
So, so it sounds like Sue, or wait, no, not Sue, Jody. Jody says that Rachel's standing by her man. So,
that's honorable. Is that Jody?
Yeah,
our girl from Survivor, Jody.
No, she's just a chatter.
Okay. Our boy Elvis is on in the chat room.
I see Elvis is in the chat room. So
Elvis is the man.
Elvis.
I love Elvis, man. He's so awesome.
Yeah, he gave Adam a kiss yesterday, or he said fair play did for Erica's birthday. And speaking of birthdays, yes, happy birthday, Erica, my girl from Chicago, my home girl. Me and her, I met her finally at Vegas, but we go back before that, and she was one of my first guests ever on the show, and I definitely have to wish her a happy birthday today. Erica Landon, she, you know, from Big Brother.
Yeah.
She was one of my she was one of my first Big Brother friends that I met up with. So it was awesome. And we both are huge Bears fans, so we always talk about the Bears and stuff and everything. Hey, we got a call. I'm going to go ahead and pick up the call.
All right.
And see who it is, just in case it's somebody that maybe is calling in just to... and we can talk Amazing Race or we can talk whatever. 781, you're on the Rad Reality Show with me and Louie.
I want Jess.
Okay, I thought maybe it was Jess, because I thought that's her number. So,
yes,
Jess, you're coming home from the Toys for Tots, ain't you?
I'm currently still in the car, and yes, I am.
How
so
was
you
it, Jess?
Tell
Did you have a good time?
I had such a good time. I'm very sad that it ended. I did cry today because I didn't want to leave, but I have to go back to real life. So...
I so would have been there today, yesterday if I didn't have that boxing match. Was it a good crowd? A lot of good, you know, a lot of cool guys, a lot of cool people.
Oh yeah, it was so much fun. I'm sure Michelle will talk about it tomorrow. I don't want to spoil too much, but I just wanted to call in and say I had so much fun.
You know, Jess, I do have two quick questions for you though.
Okay.
One is. You know, I know you've met Michelle and Cowboy before,
yes.
Right? I mean, so it was great to be with them, but wasn't
mm-hmm.
it greater just to be with people you chat with and people
yeah.
you knew from the internet? I mean,
was
that not one of the?
It made the weekend so much fun. Like Cowboy and Michelle are friends now; they're not considered house guests to me anymore. And just like the fans itself, just the atmosphere, it was. Phenomenal. I loved it.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I'm getting at, too. I mean, I consider them, you know,
yeah,
I mean, friends. I mean, but after meeting them, there was even closer friends, I feel. And so that's cool. And even when we went to Vegas, you know, Louie, that's one thing about Vegas this year. I mean, I was glad to meet all of you guys, you know, the reality stars.
Yeah.
But everyone that I talked to on the show that had called in, people that I had chat with in chat rooms, that was the best part. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, just, you know, everything. So, Jess, do you have anything else you want to talk about?
Well, I was very busy and I'm exhausted, so no.
Okay.
Not really.
You want me to? You want me to mute for you can listen to us, or do you want to?
No, I'm probably gonna take a nap.
But Jess, I got one question.
No.
What holiday do you celebrate?
Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you, honey.
Same to you. Hopefully you celebrate as well.
Thank you, sweetheart. I do.
All right, I'm gonna go. So tired.
Okay, Jess, thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
You're going to hear from me tomorrow.
Oh, I know I will.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Ron.
Okay. Yeah.
Any more callers? Because I really want to discuss Survivor first before we talk about Amazing Race.
No more callers. Jess was the only one, and I thought it was Jess, so I wanted to pick her up because I knew she was probably either driving home. Hey, let me just do real quick one thing.
Go ahead.
And now I forgot what it was, so let's just move on. What was it I was going to say? Okay, never mind.
Are you going to do a commercial?
It was something about the chat room. No, it wasn't a commercial. It was something about the chat room. I totally forgot. We'll move on, and I'll remember halfway through that. But Survivor, okay, so go ahead, and I've said all of my piece about Survivor that, if you didn't hear my take on Survivor, I might charm in a little bit with Louie. But Thursday, listen to the show last Thursdays, and you'll hear what I said about Survivor. But Louie, what did you think?
Well, I'll tell you what, Ron. I thought it was one of the weakest moves I've ever seen in the history of watching the show. All right, yeah, that show is mentally and physically draining, yes. But you're at the end of the show. You're going to quit? You quit. You quit the freaking show. Nobody's quit like that. Nanaka, I mean, she complained about some joint pain stuff. I mean, all right, I feel bad, but I mean, suck it up. Suck it up. And then the young girl, I mean, that just goes right to immaturity right there. That older woman that was on her, those two old, I'm drawing blanks with names with that show, but the two older women.
Shane and Holly.
Yeah, they're going to.
Holly was the one that talked to her. Kelly, Purple,
yeah.
Purple Kelly.
And what about the other woman that, where's she from? Down south, North Carolina, South Carolina, wherever she's from, the older woman, the one that looks like Skeletor right now, she is one tough woman. Oh my God, you know, I really would like to see either one of those two win. Tell you the truth, because they really deserve to win the show. I swear. But those two to quit like that, it was like, you know, like good go, and then for Nanaka not to give up her. You know, that reward to the other girl because she was quitting, that was weak, too. I met Nanaka at the Virginia pet reality thing, and she was very nice, very pleasant to meet, very pleasant to talk to. But, I mean, I think I told you, you know, you and your fans about this before. When I spoke with her and I said to her, do you regret saying things you said on the show? She goes, nope. I said, whatever I say, I mean. I'm not somebody to take back my words. And I got to honor her for that because that's pretty, you know, like, you know, all right, she speaks her mind. But sometimes you need to shut your mouth and, you know, move on. So.
Yeah, the one thing I want to say is I understand Kelly leaving more than Nanaka. And Kelly was also, in my opinion, Kelly was about ready to get. She was going to get voted off anyways. She had no alliance. She had no, and she was really down. She could have won that thing. She had the hidden immunity, and she really did have, you know, all the positives in her direction. So for her to quit, I'm more upset with her. And then what do you think about her going on the thing instead of going and letting Holly go that gave up? What did you think about that?
That was weak. I mean, you know, I don't know. You could look at her point and say, look, I know I'm going home. I wanted to enjoy one more thing. But, I mean, if she had a little bit of a heart, she would have let her, you know, would have let Holly go. You know, I mean, you're leaving. You're quitting. You're going to go get full meals every single day. You're going to be able to take a shower now. You're going to be able to be clean, and just sit on the jury. And, you know, they quit. They quit. You know, I even wonder if they're for quitting. They shouldn't even put them on the jury. I'll tell you, you quit the game. You don't even deserve. You weren't even voted off. You've seen them. I'm drawing a blank. The host put the torches off to the side. I'll tell you what, it'll be a first in the history of the game. But I would say you're done. You're not going to even be on the jury.
Yeah, but you know, one reason they were saying that was because it's okay because they know too much about it, so they should be still there. They would have had to stay there and probably in the thing. So it's okay. I mean, they still ain't gonna win no money. Now I think they should be eliminated from the fan vote, and I don't think they will win because of everything. So I definitely think it's okay. You know what I mean? For them to be in the jury. And everything. Are you done with this? Are we done with Survivor Talk? I do want to address two things in the chat room.
No, absolutely. We're done.
Okay. The one thing is, I wanted to address the raffle tickets for Toys for Tots. I haven't talked to Panther or Cowboy or people up there. When I did raffles, the way I did it was that I put your names on it. They probably just put your name on it and drew it. And if they had your name, like Jen Frog, they probably just put her real name on it. And when they drew it, they would probably have contacted you via Facebook or ways that they knew how to get a hold of you. That's how I would have done it if I was there. That's probably how they did it. And also, I think when people put raffle tickets on their PayPal, it kind of locked up their system. I haven't talked to nobody, but I know Panther and I know everyone that's involved in it, and they would not, do anything to, they probably ran it the way I would have done it, and just and everything. Second of all, Elvis, I can't wait for Reality Rally, in April, and everything. We've been getting guests calling in already, talking about it, the Survivor people and everything. So definitely, I was glad to hear about the parade. The parade sounded like it was a blast. Now you're going to that, right, in California?
Yes, I'll be out there in April with Elvis and several other, reality people. It's going to be a blast. I think it's going to be huge.
I'm hoping to be able to go. I'm still working on mine, too, in February. And Elvis, I need to get you over here to Georgia in February. I'm still working on getting one sponsor before I really start pushing too much, inviting people. I'm hoping to – I have a couple, we have a couple maybes, for big sponsors and everything. So February 18th, 19th, and the 20th. Will be a celebration of the heart, and it's going to go. Part of the proceeds will go to the American Heart Association. Other one will go towards helping me with my heart bills that I have going towards. And it's going to be fun. I think I'm even if it's just a couple of reality stars right now. In my opinion, I think it would be worth just having it and trying to race, and we're going to do a blood drive, and we're going to have some fun stuff planned. So more information to come as the month goes. But all these charity events next year. I got my calendar done too, Louie.
Nice. When's it up for sale?
It's on the webpage, and I took three of your pictures off your page.
Nice.
And then I had a couple other ones that, like, I have one with you and Cowboy.
Yep.
And I think one of you and somebody else, too, that was in the calendar with us. And it turned out good. They're supposed to be in Tuesday from the company, and you can still buy them. I bought it like extra, like 12, for, you know, but they're up to $30 now.
Okay.
And the ones that I already purchased, they should be going out within this week. So,
if you can post that on my Facebook so my my followers can see it, you know, and know that, you know, so that it's so it could be easier for them to get to. And I'd appreciate
what,
that.
Yeah, when I made the first buy, what I was going to do is do that, and then I was going to post, like, this coming next couple weeks, start posting it on, like, yours. And once I see them, I kind of want to make sure that they turned out like I wanted to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is the first time doing it. So I wanted to make sure they were you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
I'm a little scared to over push them, you know. Yeah, but I do have 12 at more. So if you're listening and you want to send, you know, and everything for $30. So
I definitely want
one.
You need to get me that information. I got to get on it.
It's just go to the www.theradrealityshow.com page, and there's a picture, and actually you're on the cover, so you won't miss it. I had the five of you, you, Michael Cowboy, Michelle Costa, Ashley, and Corey on the cover.
Cool.
And you guys have all been like co-host of the show within a year. You know, I'm actually just missing Dan, who was from the Amazing Race, that he did it in the first when you were on.
Okay.
Your season. He would call in once in a while. Sorry, Ling didn't get in there, but maybe next I'm going to do another one maybe soon, like a second one maybe for, you know, even for the events or something like that maybe, and everything. So okay, Amazing Race. I'm ready to talk Amazing Race tonight. Whenever we're ready and everything, but
I am ready when you're ready, brother.
I want to take a quick commercial break.
Okay.
Yeah, let's it's 10:30. Let's do a quick drop and everything, and and then we'll be coming back with some Amazing Race talk, and I'm excited about this because if you haven't watched the show yet, it was a hell of a show.
So we need to do a new drop for Ron Rad to promote his Sunday show with Louie.
Louie from the Amazing Race 16?
Yep, the shorter, wider half of Team Detective.
Yeah, the guy with the creepy mustache.
What are you doing, Squirrel?
I'm hiding so the shorter, wider half of Team Detective shoots you first.
Chill out, Squirrel. Louie's not here, and besides, he's totally cool. He gets the joke.
Are you sure, HR? Because getting shot would really put a crimp in my nut-gathering schedule.
Don't worry, Squirrel. You'll have plenty of time to play with your acorns. Hey, Mandy, give it a rest, sweetie. Thanks to you, the Twitter's almost full.
Twitter's full.
So I'm not sure I want to do this drop. I'm kind of mad at Ron.
Mad at Ron? What for?
Well, when Ron had Mike, the taller, narrower half of Team Detective, on the show, it was pretty evident that Mike was sneaking stuff from the evidence locker because he kept bagging on my woman, Rachel.
Yes, HR, because anyone who doesn't share your opinion of Rachel is clearly high on something. But I still don't understand why you're mad at Ron.
It's Ron's show. I hold him responsible for the blasphemous statements of his guests.
HR, you do know where Ron is from, don't you?
Chicago.
And you do know what they put in deep dish pizza?
Let me guess. Cheese?
Let's just say you might want to apologize to Ron before you find yourself sauced deep in a hot oven.
Oh, maybe we should just do this drop. It's Sunday, and you're listening to the Rad Reality Show.
With Ron Rad.
And Louie from the Amazing Race 16. Thanks, Jordan. Now I'm hungry. Can we have pizza for dinner, Uncle HR?
Sure, Tip. Hey, Squirrel, how about making yourself into a road pizza?
Very funny, HR. Very funny.
I love that one.
I do love that one. So awesome.
But we need a new one. I'm ready for some new ones. So HR, when you listen to this, you gotta give me some new ones something funny, because I play the hell out of them. I have some other drops that I need to get together. I just haven't done it yet. Oh, man, my life. So, okay, we might be spoiling you now if you haven't watched The Amazing Race, but because I do want to start out with a couple quick questions.
Sure.
Before we hear your thing. Okay. One, okay, you ready?
Yeah.
The first one is if it wasn't not funny to watch the edit tonight towards the end, they totally didn't give us any of Nick and Vicky. I mean, they pretty much just, like, forgot about them. They, like, showed them for, like the last 15 minutes, they showed them just when the show was over with. I mean, pretty much that what happened to them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, once they got to that river, I mean, we didn't see them doing it. I thought that edit was really well done. What did you think about that?
I agree. There's really no reason to show anything else. I mean, they showed them do the speed bump, which I thought was kind of funny. There was really no reason. They were so far behind at that point. So, yeah, the edit was excellent.
Yeah, I totally. And then the other point I wanted to bring out is, do you really think we're going to have two women? I do. I really think we will have the two women.
Well,
I don't know which of the two yet. I'm on Nate and Kate team, but they both are worthy. Nat and Kat, yeah. Did I say Kate?
I did say Kate, didn't I?
Okay. I don't know what I was thinking. Maybe I was thinking about it. Never mind. But yeah, or you know, neither one of those two teams are worthy. So in my opinion, I mean, they both deserve to win.
I tell you what, they all three teams that are in the finale deserve to win 100%. Every one of them. I'd be happy with any one of them because they all played a great game.
But you know what? I want to see a women team win, actually, to break the
it's been male teams or it's been male and female teams. So, you know,
I'd like to see the all female team. I'd like to see it, and I really do like Nate and Kat. I'm totally cheering for them. So. You want to go through the show?
Yeah, or sure.
And then we'll talk about it afterwards. I do have some more stuff to talk about because I thought this was one of the best challenges-driven shows for one reason.
I agree. I mean, it wasn't that physically challenging. Let me correct that because there were some physical things. But, I mean, nobody really killed themselves. Let's put it that way. So
right. What I liked about it was, though, you're walking on the line of North Korea, and you had to do some stuff like, let's just talk about it real quick. The river rafting was kind of cool. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I thought that was, I mean, it was great. I mean, to see that and to think about it, you're doing it in between pretty much North and South Korea.
Yeah. I mean, that was so cool, going down the Han Tam River. I mean, I swam in the Indian Ocean. You know what I mean? These guys rafted down the Han Tam River. How cool is that? I mean, to say you did that in South Korea, just near the North Korean border, you know, where people hate our guts, you know? And I do want to talk, after we talk about the show, about the love the South Koreans have for Americans is incredible. So,
and the one other thing I wanted to bring up, and let me do this real quick too. And then, what did you think about Nat and Kat's getting the book from the guy?
I liked it. I mean, because it's some things that happened throughout the race that they don't usually show. I mean, when Mike and I were on a plane and Mike was talking to this guy on the plane, he had an English to Spanish dictionary, and Mike said, you know, can I buy that from you? Can I, you know, and the guy goes, no, you can have it. But that never got filmed. But, I mean, that's little things like that happen throughout the show that you don't usually see, and they just happen to show that one. And I think it's, you know, it's strategic. You may need it, you may not need it. Obviously, they didn't need it. You know, it didn't help them in any way, shape, or form. But, I mean, it's all relevant.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. I thought it was smart thinking, you know, that they did it. You know, and I didn't realize you did that. So you are right. It was kind of cool that they showed us that tonight. That's what I was talking about at Indian tonight. You could tell they were strong on the three good teams, and they didn't care about the fourth team.
Yeah, there was almost a part of the editing tonight that I picked up on right away, knowing the show, and I'll talk about it when we get to that area. But and I knew it. I knew it was going to happen when they showed it. And I don't know if you picked up on it, but I'll pause when I get to that part and ask you about it.
Okay, let's go ahead and do your thing.
All right, let's
like
do my
do
thing.
We gotta come up with a little catch thing. Now it's time for Louie's take on tonight's show. Do do do. Okay. Sorry.
Well, all right. Tonight on The Amazing Race. Spoiler alert. We're gonna talk about it right now. So those of you who haven't seen the show yet, you might want to turn the volume down. All right. Last week, we were in Hong Kong. And this everybody, as they were leaving Hong Kong, we still have in the race. We have Kat and Nat, Brooke and Claire, Jill and Thomas, and Nick and Vicky. So Nick, they get to this the clue box there in Hong Kong, and they have to fly to Seoul, South Korea. Once they get there, they have to find a marked vehicle and drive to the North Korean border, where they'll find their next clue. Well, Nat and Kat, Brooke and Claire, Jill and Thomas all got on the same flight and were out of there before midnight. Nick and Vicky just missed getting on that flight and had to fly out the next morning. So they had a huge delay on top of the delay they already had from being penalized for from last week. Well, when they got there, when they got to that border area and they got the clue, they had to raft down the Hom Tom River, and then they had to get into a U.S. Army truck and go to an Army base. That's where they grabbed their next clue, which was the roadblock. And a roadblock is obviously one person on a team has to do the event. At roadblock, they had to take a headband from the stand, which was at the top of a stadium. And it had Korean writing on it and a symbol. They had to match that symbol in Korean writing to hundreds of U.S. Army troops that were out there training doing Taekwondo. So that each soldier had these headbands on their head, and they had to find it. If you did not match it correctly, that officer would take the headband from you, place it in his pocket, and you had to run back up the stadium steps to get the next headband. Well, Jill and Thomas go ahead.
No, I just said that was I didn't realize that they said that in the, you know, in the clue or something like that. And when they did that to the first one that messed up, I was like, oh my gosh, that's brutal.
Yeah. You're going to run up those steps. So, they all did it pretty well. I mean, they all did it good. It was Brooke and Claire who messed up they're the only ones that messed up and had to go back and get another headband and do it again. But then they got theirs pretty quick. And obviously, Jill and Thomas got done first, then Brooke and Claire, then Nat and Kat. Then they moved on, and then when they matched it, the soldier had to go kick a board and break it, and their clue was in the board. Well, it's funny when you watch this part of the show, the one that Thomas grabbed, he actually broke the board. But the next two, when Brooke went up, and then when Nat went up, and when they did as, they had this really experienced Taekwondo person breaking the board, doing kind of stunt type of things, which was kind of cool. It wasn't the guy, it wasn't the person they actually picked that had to break the board. So they then got the clues, and it was a detour. All right. So the detour was they had to either go by foot or by subway, and they had to go to an area where they had to do this relay speed skating and do 24 laps, or deliver 6 ginseng bottles to a holistic wellness doctor, and then drink a shot of the ginseng. Well, everybody chose to do the skating, and they all went there. But now, here's where I picked up on it, and here's what I'm going to ask you. Do you recall what Jill and Thomas were talking about before they headed out?
You mean about the bus and?
Yeah, about the bus that go my foot. He goes, because she said, Jill says to Thomas, she goes, should we take a taxi? And Thomas is like, no, it says to go by foot or subway. And I said to myself at that point, I go, they're saying this for a reason, right? Well, shortly thereafter, Brooke and Clear jump in a taxi cab. All right.
That's when I was yelling at the television. I knew you were going to address this, so I didn't bring this up in my points that I wanted to bring out first. I was like yelling at the television. You're not supposed to do that. You know, what were you thinking? Come on. You know, get with the program. Did you not read the clue? I thought I heard that, and I debated in my head, like, that was the clue, right? And I said, you guys are up the creek. I'm hoping Nick and Vicky don't catch. And, I mean, because I didn't know how long the penalty was going to be. So, yeah, I totally caught that.
Well, that was that. So, I mean, so they get there first. Jill and Thomas are freaking out. How the hell did Brooke and Clear get here before us? You know?
Yeah.
But Jill and Thomas being two people who are in excellent shape and condition, you know, blew past Brooke and Clear in the skating and finished it before them. Well, as they finished, you know, they skated. It was pretty funny to watch them skating because if I was ever out there, Ron, you would have been laughing your ass off because I can't skate to save my life.
I can't either.
But they get finished, but they had to go to the Han Rivers Park and find the Temple of Heaven, and that was where the pit stop was. Well, Brooke and Clear get there first because Jill and Thomas had a bad taxi. So, they were having communication problems. Brooke and Clear get there first, and Phil hits them with a 30-minute penalty for using the taxi. So as they're sitting there, Jill and Thomas show up. So they show up second, but they actually become number one because of the penalty on Brooke and Clear. The 30 minutes elapses, Brooke and Clear become team number 2, Nat and Cat become team number 3. In the meantime, they're flipping over to Nick and Vicky, watching them wash down a big army tank that had mud on it. I think that was their speed bump. They didn't show them do a lot of the other things because there really is no reason to show them to do the other things because, they were so far behind and you have your first 3 teams. You know, it's funny to watch Nick, you know, being humble in this show. I like to give you that tough guy persona, but it doesn't really get me anywhere. You know, I don't know. I don't believe
I've changed
him.
My leave. You know, I'm going to be a better man.
So, all right, here's where I'm excited. Like, you know, next week we have the season finale. I might, not 100% yet, I might be going out to New York to the season finale and meeting up with some of these people. Obviously, I won't see Gary and Mallory because they're on the, you know, on the All-Stars. And it's funny, they said tonight, if you watch the right to the end and they're showing the clips for next week and wait for a special announcement about the next Amazing Race. We already know what the special announcement is, you know.
That Louis and Michael got stubbed from the Amazing Race All-Stars and that, you know, they should cancel the show now.
Absolutely. No, but no, my boys Cord and Jed are on there, so I wish them all the luck in the world. I hope they do well. But as I'm saying, I may be out there for the season finale, and I'm going to try to get some interviews with some of the winners and the people there. So I don't know. That's not 100% yet, because I got a lot of things going on in my life. So, but I really would like to make that happen. If it does happen, we'll stop pumping and advertising about it, Ron, and, you know, that way we'll try to get as many listeners as possible to call in. So.
Right, and I do want to address that with you especially and people that are listening live now. I've really have noticed that the podcasts have really been successful on this this show, and I think it's because lots of West Coasters don't get to watch it yet, and lots of people DVR this one, so they wait till the next day to listen to the show. But next week, if you guys can do this, if you guys, especially next week, you might want to, if you live on the West Coast, try to find a feed of it and watch it live and get in here and come and chat too, because I think it would be worth doing it. But what I'm trying to get at is I definitely think that's what it is. You know what I mean? When we see the chat numbers and stuff right now. We have more listeners, and I just wanted to clarify that because the show has really done good on Sunday night, and I've heard lots of good positive things about how the show's been running on Sunday nights. So
that's awesome. I'm really happy to hear that. That's so cool. So
yeah, I mean, they said that we've worked together good now, and you know, and remember the first week we were always jumping on top of each other and. And I think we've really improved it and everything. So I have to give a shout out to all the podcast listeners and people that listen to it, you know, after they watch. And well, I bet you would echo that to the podcasters, right?
I absolutely do. Thank you, all podcasters that are listening. Thank you for your support. I really appreciate it. I am humbled by it. Ron's tremendous. Ron's a great guy. God bless him. And I really appreciate him offering me to do this, you know, out of the kindness of his heart. So thank you.
I have to say this. When I met you in Vegas, I knew you would be a good person to run this, especially the Amazing. And I actually would like to keep you going even after the Amazing Race. And everything, and now let's just stop, you know, because Sunday night we Amazing Race comes back in February, don't it? Pretty much with the All Stars, though. So, but we usually, you know, we can do other talks and stuff, and we can get some other interviews. And like you said, you know, maybe we can get some of these people that you've met up with. And I have some people that I want to bring on. I know one person that I want to get on Sunday nights because I think it would be the best night to do it on and everything. So definitely I look for some great shows on Sunday nights. And as always, tomorrow night, Michelle and me, we always pump up a good show. And Ashley's been doing great on Thursday. Now, my Tuesday show needs some help. So if anybody I just got to start focusing on my Tuesday show. That's the first show. I don't want to cancel it. I don't want to cut it out. I would cut Tuesday show out, Louie.
Right.
But it's the show that I started the whole thing on, and I just like the Tuesday show, and I just don't know what to do with it no more. Since they took Hell's Kitchen off of it, it's just like, I don't know. So now it's more for the, I think, the fans to play with me and everything. So,
Oh, I mean, I'd be more than happy to continue the Sunday night show with you. You know, we'll figure out, you know, a game plan on other subjects once the race is over, you know, so.
Yeah. Hey, your Cowboys pulled a game off, too. Let's close out with this. Let's talk a little football. Yeah. So, your Cowboys won.
They did. They won big. They beat the Colts, I mean, in overtime. So, I mean, that's a huge win.
How did the Colts catch them?
What's that?
Did you watch the game?
I couldn't watch the game. I was driving home from Atlantic City, so
okay.
Didn't, but I heard about it.
I was wondering how the hell the Colts caught them. They were beating them by a big amount. You know what I mean? I was shocked that they even went into overtime. And my Bears won. The Bears.
The Bears.
You know, I fell asleep for the second half. I can't believe I fell asleep during the Bears. But, yeah, we won. We are in first place, and I am so happy. I love when the Bears do good. And next week we got a game, though, and I'm scared to death on that one. Oh, we got to play New England.
Hey, you know
so
what?
Let's see what happens.
Ron, this could be the setup for the Super Bowl right here, bro. New England against Chicago. I mean, this could be the Super Bowl. This could be like a mini Super Bowl stop, you know?
Yeah, I would love to see the Bears win this one, though, because I think if we win this game, it means more to Chicago than New England.
Okay.
New England, especially if they win tomorrow night, you know, they'll be in the driver's seat.
Right.
So I'm scared. I'm scared because we have to win this game. Because if we win this game, this one coming up, we will show that we can play with the big dogs, and maybe some critics will give us a little more respect.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about?
No, I know exactly what you're talking about.
We've been not getting no respect. People, I heard someone on NBC tonight. I mean, somebody on the NBC tonight said that, you know, we'll probably lose 3 out of 4 next games. You know, and that's why I'm hoping we can beat the Patriots. And I know you and Michelle will, you know, probably want the Patriots, but okay. But it's all good.
Well,
if we lose, we lose. But
tomorrow,
I'm looking
the Patriots
forward to
have a huge game. And it's against the Jets. So I'll tell you what, Ron, I mean, not to burst your bubble, but they beat the Jets tomorrow, you should be very nervous about the game next week. Absolutely. So.
Yeah, I think if Patriots can beat the Jets next week, though, I think they will be easier to beat the week before, you know, the week after, because they're probably looking at the Jets, and they will probably not, you know, I don't know. I just think it's going to be I don't know. Let's just wait to the games. I can't wait to watch tomorrow night's game, actually. Jets and the Patriots are going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be.
So,
it's going to be a great game.
So definitely a great game. Did you have any more things on the Amazing Race before? Did you close off the Amazing Race?
Yeah, I pretty much did.
Sure.
I'm just excited to see Jill and Thomas, Nat and Kat, and Brooke and Clear race for the finish line in the United States. It should be a great show. And, you know, as always, The Amazing Race being one of the most realistic shows on TV, not because I was on it, it's because it is. You know, it really is. There's no editing involved as far as the racing goes itself, you know. I'm not talking about film. And there's no cut and stop, do it again stuff, you know. So I can't wait to see the season finale.
Yeah, and I was going to say, and then the next week we get the Survivor season finale. So, I mean, we got two season finales coming up and on Sunday nights. So definitely going to be some good TV coming up. We have Christmas coming up. I bet you're excited about that. Christmas is going to be fun and everything. So I got my Christmas tree up, so I'm glad
nice.
About that.
I do too.
Yeah, I decided to do it even if I killed myself. And I don't mean that in a sense of, like, you know, a bad way. I'm just saying, like, you know, I was determined to, you know, put it up.
Good
so I worked a little hard, you know, to do it. So it's
always a positive thing, though. It's positive.
What?
It's a good feeling. Good feeling, you know, keeps you hot running, brother.
Yeah, you know what? And that's the thing was I wanted to get in the Christmas spirit. Last year I didn't put one up. Mom got put in this weekend, actually, or like this during this time of the year, and I just didn't have the mood and everything.
Yeah.
So I didn't put it up, you know what I mean, last year. But this year I was determined, and like you said, it was something that I needed to do to get my to keep my spirits up, you know. So now I can go back there and sit. And I have a fireplace in the room that I put it up in, and I got to finish decorating. Tomorrow I'm planning on doing that. So it's going to be awesome, and I can't wait.
Yeah, well, this is my first Christmas. I'm sorry.
I'm reading the chat room about the you know, I'm at 1,000 friends now. I mean, I'm pretty impressed. I've got 1,010, I think.
Nice.
Around. Yeah, for nobody.
You're not a nobody, bro.
I do pretty good.
Well, you know, I being this, you know, little old cop from Rhode Island, you know, it just grows. Like last night, just being in Atlantic City, doing what I did, and all of a sudden I was like, I think I was at like 1,750 friends, and like between last night and today, 50 people like friending me because they, you know, they want to be, you know, it's cool. They want to follow me. They want to know what the hell I'm doing. Why? Who the hell knows?
That's how I am with like the Twitter account, and I'm gonna joke about it, guys. So what I come out of my mouth is somewhat a joke, but like when Lane follows me,
yeah.
I get like 10 people just because he followed me.
Right.
And like when I first started out, you know, it's funny. It's just like people just keep on, you know, adding me when people started to follow me, or in Facebook, you know, like I did a show and I did a show about one show, you know, like about the Amazing Race. So I would gain like 10 people, you know, and that's what happened. And then I have some friends on there too, but, yeah, post a pic of you and Michelle's brother. I would give you some fans.
People are going to get some beatings out there.
Do you agree with what Lisa said?
Yeah, I'm reading it.
She can get you 1,000 friends by midnight.
By midnight, I'll post you on a porn site. That's nice.
No, hey, you know what? We should get him to Skype with some of these girls that Brendan is dealing with, and then they'll, you know, they can start drama, and then everyone will want to add you because...
That's funny. Friends of mine said, hey, Lou, you should do a porno video and then leak it. That'll really blow you up. I'm like, oh, okay.
Just don't do
God.
One with Steven. I'm just... You know what I'm talking about, right?
What? Steven, I'm sorry. What was that?
Steven from Big Brother does porn.
Oh, he does? Right.
Yeah, but
right. Hey.
He does it with, what?
No, bro. I mean, hey, I don't judge anybody. You know, you do what you got to do.
Oh, I'm not. I don't either. I just was saying, he does it with guys.
I'm not doing it with guys. I'm not.
I'm joking. But, you know, he might can get you in the porn business. I don't know if he will have any. You know what? Why don't you, here's an idea. Skype with Lisa and let her take a picture of you. There it goes. And then Lisa can start the rumor that, you know, she's been Skyping with you.
She's funny. I love Lisa.
I do too. Even though she's crazy. I think she already has one. So you guys been Skyping. I knew you guys have been.
Skype, man. I don't have Skype. I don't Skype.
We're all joking. Anything you guys, you know. But anything else you want to talk about before we hang up? And
no, man. This was a great show tonight. I had a lot of fun, and you know, it was great. Great questions. Great, you know, great talking to you like usual. I'm just really tired. You know, it's been a long weekend, and ready to hit the bed. So.
I'm ready. I'm gonna watch the rest of this football game that's on, and then hit the bed myself. Before we hung up, you know, I woke up at around, I think like 6:30, because that's, I wake up around 6 o'clock, because it's just how I am now. You know, I wake up, I get up and do, but I watched 3 Christmas movies this morning. It was the first time I watched movies, I think, like any kind of movies in a long time. And I watched 3 of them, and then, you know, so I'm tired too, and everything, but I'm going to finish this football game, and let's hang up, and we'll tell everyone it was great. Elvis is asking a question.
Yeah. I'd like to answer that. You can't watch the fight online yet. I'm talking to Damon Feldman, and I'm going to try to find out when you can watch it online. And once I do, we'll talk about it on your show, and I'll post it all over Facebook and Twitter so everybody will know. Great question, Elvis.
And, Jen, there were, like, 3, like, hallmarks, or I can't – one was Santa looking for Mrs. Claus. One was – I don't know, but they were good movies. I mean, I can't remember the titles. One was Miracle Christmas or something like that, or Miracle Happens or something like that. And then the other one, what was the other one? There was a third one. But they were like Hallmark's Lifetime type movies. Actually, I wanted to watch this other one, Christmas Strike or something like that. It sounded good too. So I'm into this Christmas spirit. Can you tell?
Yeah, hey, my favorite Christmas movie of all time is Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase. Love that movie. I could watch that movie 100 times. Love it.
Me too. That's my favorite too. It's my favorite, that kind of movie, you know, more that type. But my other favorite is Miracle on 34th Street.
Oh, yeah. Well.
I love the black and white. I love that one. I love that one more than I love... It's a Wonderful Life. It's a Wonderful Life is a good one, but Miracle on 34th Street has always been my favorite. And I, like I said last week, I think I said it on this one, that Santa Claus is the Santa Claus that is the real Santa Claus from Macy's. That's what I've always thought.
You know, the Four Christmases, if nobody's ever seen that one, is a great movie. It's not that old. It's a few years old. That's a funny movie as well. But like you said, The Miracle on 34th, that is a classic, bro. That is, you know, if you want to watch a sentimental movie and just kick back, you know, with a nice hot cup of cider or cocoa, you know, that's a tear jerker, and it's a great movie to watch.
And that's how I was about today. That's how I about, you know, the movies that I watched today. The 3 that I watched was just like, you know, I just sat back and I got me my breakfast and I came back to my bedroom and just like sit there and worked on the laptop and watched some. And I might even go after watching this football game and do that too and everything. So. Mixed Nut is a great Christmas movie with a bit of a dark side. You know what? One of my favorite, like, if you were talking like the movies, like he just said, you know, like, you know, off the wall. But Bad Santa was kind of funny too.
Great movie.
It's not, you know, one of those typical Christmas ones, but I thought it was kind of, you know, Ben from the Boom Boom Room, he always mentions Die Hard as his favorite Christmas movie.
Because, well, yeah,
you know, the
because
first one
during Christmas time. It's a great.
The first one.
Absolutely right. You know, if you want to look at it in that manner, yeah.
and everything. So, yeah. But we talked about it Tuesday. Tuesday was, we were talking about TV shows. I even got some cool theme songs here. Let me do this real quick. Let me play one. Here's one. Here, this is Lisa's theme song.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
Yeah, that's Lisa's theme song. No.
Oh, that's not right.
Okay, what happened was Tuesday night, she was watching that one, and Rudolph was on at the same time. And I was giving her a rough time because she picked to watch Grinch over over Rudolph, and she's always telling me not to make her cry and everything. So, and then I have this one too. Charlie Brown. And
I actually heard that one done by, like, not kids, adults. An adult version of it. It's a beautiful song.
Yeah, and my favorite one of all is this one.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen. Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you?
But yeah, like you said, thank you to everyone listening, and have a good night. We'll peace out. And what was the last part you said? And love.
Absolutely.
So talk to you next week.
We'll be
and
here.
You guys all come back Monday, 7 p.m. Me and Michelle Costa. So don't be late. Talk to you later, Louie.
Good night, brother.
Let me know.
I will, my
Bye.
Brother. You too, man.